Somewhere in the silent movements of time, the whirling vacuum of space, and the blackest illusions of the mind, there are stories whispered across the stars. Tales from the other side. Emotion. Jason Caldwell is about to learn that the parameters of love can begin in the wildest fury of the imagination and end in a tale from the other side. Silicon Symmetry by Winifred Phillips.
Hey, Jason, have you any idea what Professor Greenberg is talking about?
Sure, Tom. He was just going on about writing Pascal computer programs, using packed arrays. It's all in the book. Look, who is that girl?
Oh, her? That's Andrea Barnes. You've got to help me out on this computer stuff, Jason. You're the wizard, you know?
Andrea Barnes. Have you ever seen anything like her? I mean, look at her.
Well, I'm looking at her.
Well, have you?
Isn't she a little... old? I mean, for you?
Oh, come on. She can't be over 25.
Okay, sure. She looks great. She should be on a magazine cover. So?
I haven't seen her around campus before. I would have known if I had.
Oh, go over and talk to her. Just get it out of your system, okay?
I can't.
She's going to leave. Go.
What will I say?
Say anything. Talk about computers. Impress her to death with your incredible expertise. Just go. And good luck. See you later, Jason.
See you, Tom. Hi. I'm Jason Caldwell. Are you new to the college?
Yes. Actually, I'm new to the area.
Just moved here? That can be tough.
Yes. I notice you know all the answers in class. You seem to know so much about these computers.
Oh, well, keys are okay, but the memory is small, and that's limiting. Once you start working in a network, you're spoiled for this stuff.
A network?
Yeah, it's... Oh, this is probably boring.
Oh, no, it's fascinating. Everything on Earth is somehow recorded in a computer somewhere. How can one not be interested?
Yeah, it's starting to get really weird, you know? You can find out anything about anybody with a computer.
Can you?
What?
Can you find out anything about anyone with a computer, Jason?
Do you want to find out?
How?
My apartment is just 2 blocks away from here. The computer setup I have in there is one of the best.
I can come right away. I have a few things to do.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Just give me the address and I'll be there. How about 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? You asked for this stupid cable. Are you going to let me in, or are you just going to stare at me while I get eaten alive by the mosquitoes?
Come in.
Gee, little brother, you make me feel so welcome.
Oh, my God. What happened to your hair?
Do you like it?
It's pink.
Isn't that just, like, totally wild?
Mom's going to have a heart attack when she sees this.
Oh, no, she's not.
Your hair is pink.
It's not my hair. It's a wig.
You're kidding.
I didn't want to dye it and have it start feeling like Brillo. So I started wearing wigs. Yesterday I was platinum blonde. Cool, huh? Hey, I like what you've done with your apartment. It's clean and it smells good.
Don't you have somewhere to go?
Yeah, you look good too. Less scruffy. Oh, and wait a minute. Jazz on the radio? Oh, no. Don't tell me I came at just exactly the wrong time.
Bingo.
Is she pretty?
She has three heads and she snorts like a pig. Will you leave me alone?
Wow, you're really nervous, aren't you? This has got to be some big date.
Oh, God. That's her. How do I look?
You look fine. Relax.
Hi. Sorry, I'm a little late.
That's okay. Come in.
Hi.
Oh, Andrea, this is Krista.
I'm the sister. I was just leaving. I'll stop by sometime tomorrow, Jason.
Yeah, bye, Krista. Oh, please, sit anywhere, I guess. Would you like anything? A soda or something?
That sounds great.
It's in the kitchen. I'll be right back.
So this is the computer setup.
What?
All this equipment is impressive, Jason.
It was some job bringing it all here from home, I can tell you that. Oh, here's your soda.
Thank you.
So, you still want me to show you how to find out that stuff?
Well, how much can you find out?
Let me show you. Okay, let's get this baby warmed up. All right, I'll turn on the modem.
Modem?
Yeah, it's something that hooks up my computer with the phone line so I can reach other computers through it.
Oh, yes, I see. So, what can you find out?
It depends. You want to know about a person or...
A person, yes.
You'd be surprised at how easy that can be. Every time anyone dials up an 800 number on their telephone, a computer at the other end has access to all kinds of information about them. And their name gets into a catalog of names of people interested in a certain product or service. All I have to do is get in. Now, it won't tell me how the person feels about war and peace or anything, but I can find out what books they like, magazines, or if the person reads the Times or subscribes to the Book of the Month Club. I can tell you if they've gone on a trip and where, or sometimes I can even access their mail, if they get computer mail. Of course, that's not entirely legal.
What do you have to do?
I'll just ask the computer to search for the name when I get into the catalog, dump the information to my hard drive, and move on. Do you have any name in mind?
How about the vice president? Is that too challenging for you?
Why do you want to get information about him?
Can you do it?
Well, heck, why not the president?
Can you get information about him?
No.
Oh, I figured.
But why? You know, that's really far out. The vice president?
Think of it. It's a challenge.
Yeah, I guess.
Aren't you curious? Even a little bit?
Well, yes.
Then why not? It'd be fun. Why mess around with the small time, Jason? Let's shoot for the big shots.
Okay. Let's do it. What do you want to try first?
You talked about getting into his mail.
I don't know if that's really legal.
Well, then forget it. I don't want you to get into trouble.
No, really. I can do it.
But if it's going to cause you problems...
No sweat. I've done it before. Not on this scale, but I've done it. So we'll try his mail first, okay?
You really can do it?
Just watch me. I'm requesting the computer search for mail networks that have his name listed in the index.
Sorry, you're detected. Ready.
What was that?
Oh, sorry. That's the computer. The speakers are on the desk over there.
Your computer talks?
In a way, yes. Okay, I'm going to set up the computer to receive the files. Wait a minute. There's a firewall security program. I'll take care of it.
moving file aboard with ESC.
The file should be downloading even as we speak.
How did you do that so fast?
It's not so hard once you get the hang of it.
File 145. Dear Mr. Williams, yes, I am very interested in reviewing all the information you can present to me concerning the crop circles recently appearing in England. I will be sending you the article in which you were so interested concerning the sightings of unidentified soldiers of the military base in Wyoming. End of file.
What was that?
Crop circles?
The vice president is into UFOs?
How exciting.
It is, isn't it? I'll print out the rest of this.
That'd be great.
Look, I can find out more. I'll ask it to search the indexes of some 800 number catalogs and see what turns up.
You know, you're just amazing.
Well, here goes.
Carrier detected. Ready.
Okay, I'm telling it to receive the file.
Entry 1, subscription, Stargazer Science Fiction Book Club. Entry 2, member, Futuristic Society. Entry 3, consumer, scrub-free washcloths.
Freeze screen. The rest of this looks pretty boring. Look, I can get more of those computer entries from the mail network. Log them into my hard drive.
Oh, would you?
It would take some time. Is there some place I can reach you?
No. I'll see you tomorrow in class.
What's wrong?
I really like you, Jason. You're bright and you're a lot of fun. But there are some things I just can't tell you. Not right now, at least. I'm sorry.
You're married.
No, nothing like that.
Then what?
It's really late. I've got to go.
Andrea!
I'll see you.
Andrea! Krista, what are you doing here again?
I'm checking up on my little brother. You left your computer on.
It's supposed to be on. I've never seen you with curly hair before.
New wig. How do you like it?
Well, it's different.
Thanks. What's the computer doing?
Searching for 800 number catalogs that have listings for the Vice President of the United States.
What?
It's searching for 800...
I heard what you said. Why would you want to do that?
Well...
Oh, I get it. Showing off again?
She asked me to.
What are you dating an older woman for? And what did she want with a vice president anyway?
It was just for fun. No big deal.
Isn't this illegal, Jason?
I don't know. It's kind of borderline.
You're not turning into a computer hack, are you? You know, like they show on TV.
No, I'm not. This is none of your business anyway.
Yeah, well, it's really creepy. Did you do anything besides fiddle with the computer?
That's none of your business either.
You gonna call her?
She wouldn't give me your number, okay? Are you satisfied?
Wow, this is so far out. You know what she sounds like?
What?
She sounds like a spy.
Oh, come on.
No, really, just think about it a minute, Jason. Why would she pressure you to get into computer systems to find out about the vice president? Why?
If she's this big-time spy, she could have done it herself.
How do you know? You're an expert on spies or something? Think about it, Jason. Why would anybody want the information she's looking for? Why? Is there any logical reason you can think of? Come on.
We were just doing it for fun, okay?
Is your computer talking?
What?
Can't you hear it?
Oh, I turned it down last night. It's probably reading out index listings. That's all. Here, I'll turn it up. Oh, jeez. I got to shut it down.
What's it mean?
They found me out. They had all night and all day to trace the phone lines here.
There's a truck outside the apartment, and a couple of guys are looking up here.
Get away from the window.
Well, who are they?
Who knows? FBI? CIA? Oh, I'm really in trouble. I am really...
Well, what can we do?
I don't know. What if Andrea really is a spy?
Well, so?
So they could convict me of aiding a spy. You know, espionage. Damn, how deep am I in? I've got to find Andrea. Get her to tell me if she really is a spy. Got to know.
Well, how are you going to get out of here, you know, with all those guys down there?
I've got an idea.
What?
We'll switch clothes.
What?
We'll switch clothes. I'll wear your dress and the wig. You wear my clothes. They'll think you're me.
You mean I'll be dressed up like you and they'll follow me? It's crazy, but it could work.
Let's do it. What do I have to lose?
Lovely.
Very funny.
The wig's crooked. Let me fix it. Okay. How am I?
Good enough. They'll follow you, I think.
Well, just keep your head down.
Don't worry, I will.
Where are you going to find her?
We have a class in about an hour. I'll wait for her there.
Dressed up like that?
What choice have I got? Let's go.
Good luck.
Thanks, I'll need it. To you.
Why are you dressed like that?
Let's walk away from here, okay? I don't want anyone to see me.
What's going on, Jason?
I'm in real trouble. The computer leak was traced. I've got the FBI or something watching my apartment. Look, I've got to ask you. Are you a spy?
A spy?
You wanted to know about the vice president, and now the FBI is after me. I've got to know how much trouble I'm in. Could they convict me of espionage, Andrea? I mean... Are you, you know, gathering information for Russia or somewhere?
I am gathering information.
Why do you need to know all that stuff? Why?
Come with me.
Where?
Just follow me. I need to show you something.
You're not just going to lead me into the forest and...
It's just beyond these trees, in the clearing. Come on.
But what does this have to do with... What's that sound?
just past these trees.
But what is it?
Look up.
Oh, my God. What is that?
It's a vessel. You call it a UFO. A spaceship.
It's real?
It's real. I told you that I was new to the area. That much is true. And that, well, that doesn't come from anywhere around here either.
Oh, geez. It's a UFO.
Yes. That's why I needed to know those personal things about your vice president. We're preparing to initiate first contact. I will be conducting initial relations with your country. Call it field research, if you like.
What?
You know, we didn't know who we should contact first, but we'd heard good things about your vice president. We'd heard he was, receptive. I wanted to confirm that. You did that for me.
You said we.
Oh, the team. You'd call it a diplomatic entourage. Fancy word. We've been doing research, but we didn't have access. You did.
I'm confused.
I'm sorry I caused you trouble. I didn't mean for that to happen. I was telling the truth when I said that I really like you. I do.
You can't stay here. There are people looking for me.
All right. We'll have to move to another location. Will you come with me?
Come with you?
Yeah, I'd like you to come with me. Will you come?
Wouldn't I be, in the way?
Oh, no. You'd be an asset. You're bright and you know all about computers. You'll be a part of the team. Come on, it'll be fun. Why not?
That's what you said before.
Why do you think I'm doing this? Could there be anything more exciting than this?
No, there couldn't. Could there? Okay. Where are we going?
Back home. That's where the last base was.
Where's that?
Wyoming. I'll introduce you to my folks.
Then you're...
Human? Yes. A recruit, you know. Kind of like you. It's a really good deal. Hey, we'll be working together. Speaking for the Citarians. Citarians, that's their name. And if we hit it off with the vice president, you know, we are set for life.
What do they look like?
You'll see. They're kind of cool, actually. You'll like them. We should go. You ready?
Sure. Ready as I'll ever be.
Two to transport.
Transport?
Somewhere in the vacuum of space lies a world different and yet similar to our own, where people are even now reaching out to us and doing their research in a tale from the other side. Silicon Symmetry were written by Winifred Phillips. The role of Jason was played by Paul DeLeo. The role of Tom was played by Harold Boyd. The role of Andrea was played by Winnie Waldron. The roles of Krista and the computer voice were played by Winifred Phillips. The Tales from the Other Side radio drama series is produced by Generations Radio Theater, which is solely responsible for its content. Copyright 1992. W.P. Phillips. All rights reserved. Support for this program came from National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Cultural Program Fund. Contributors include the National Endowment for the Arts and the Charles E. Culpepper Foundation. This is NPR, National Public Radio.